This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains.
It's True Confessions time, and today I'm going to own up to impulse plant buying in a big box parking lot. I have trouble going to animal shelters and passing by dogs and cats with big eyes and fading futures. And I also have trouble walking by racks of plants roasting on a concrete expanse and not giving at least one of them a chance to make it, even in a foreign and unforgiving climate. This time I was going into this hardware store, and there they were, calling me back to my Golden Gate days in San Francisco, when my modest table served up a feast fit for a king. Friends would come to visit, and we'd make a trip to two places. First to Fisherman's Wharf for cracked crab and sourdough bread, then to Catafo's Corner Market to grab a half dozen globe artichokes. We'd steam them in my spaghetti pot, then serve them with melted butter. No need for plates or utensils. Everything was laid out on the white butcher paper the crab traveled in. And as we listened to music that changed the world and talked art and film and politics, we'd yank the leaves from the thorny orbs and pull them between our teeth to extract the buttery sweet base. Now I ask you, with that blast into the past memories, how could I not invest in a homeless artichoke plant? A relative of the lowly thistle, the artichoke is a member of the daisy family and native to southern Europe and Mediterranean Africa. It's extensively cultivated in California, more specifically around Castroville, south of San Francisco. In fact, Castroville is the artichoke capital of the world, and most everything in the town survives because of this large flower bud. I can remember driving past fields that sported row upon row of the large, spiky plants. They survived the mild winters as a perennial, producing a twice-yearly harvest that was heaped into piles at roadside markets. Once I got my baby home, I started to wonder why I had never before seen artichoke plants offered on the Great Plains. It didn't take much sleuthing to find that the reason virtually all artichokes in the country are grown in Castroville is because the fields run along the coastline of the Pacific Ocean. Artichokes thrive in cool, misty, sea-salty air. Never one to be daunted by simple fact, I planted my artichoke in the hot, dry, alkaline soil of southwest Kansas. I surrounded it with PVC pipe to act as a windscreen, and I water and cultivate and fuss with it on a daily basis. I'm looking at fashioning a shade netting since the temperature reached 100 degrees before the end of May. Back home, during the month of May, my artichoke's descendants would most likely be a part of the annual artichoke festival. Perhaps they'd be piled on the truck that carries the artichoke queen down Main Street. This is not a lowly honor, as the first artichoke queen, crowned in 1947, was a young girl named Norma Jean, who left the farm fields for Hollywood and grew into Marilyn Monroe. But my artichoke is now a literal transplant, hauled away from some greenhouse in California, taken on a reverse journey back to what it surely considers the Dust Bowl, and being raised by an Okie who is a bit of a transplant herself. But I'll give it the best of care, keeping the roots moist and mulched and spritzing it every day. If my botanical rescue makes it, I'll have a decision to make. Do I let it live out a full life in a burst of bloom? Or do I serve it up in a grand and glorious feast? Of course, if it succumbs to the rigors of a prairie existence, then I'll just have to eat a heapin' helpin' of crow.